Amen. Thank you, Lord. You have never failed us yet. Hallelujah. Your promise still stands, and great is your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Good evening. This is John and Carol Woodbrook. We are hosting this call tonight. Ricky and Nita will be sharing with us tonight and giving instructions on our prayer going forward. Thank you so much for being with us tonight and going forward and for standing strong, believing God. He has not changed, and His promises have not changed. Our God is faithful, and He will complete that which He has said. He will not fail us. He never fails. What it looks like is not what it will be, and we submit to Him in all things, and He is faithful when we obey Him. He has moved, and He will move the mountains. Amen. He makes a way where there is no way, and He will do it again. Amen. 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 Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Nita and Ricky and let them share with you. Go ahead. Are you on mute, Nita?
Yep. I hope everyone can hear me all right now. I've asked you to join me tonight because you're intercessors. And I want you to know I've been dropping hints, which I'm sure all of you are well aware, for weeks now, that things would get worse before they get better. But I'm sure that most of you were not expecting things to go the way they went on Election Day. But I do want you to know that the Lord has spoken to me. We have prayed over this issue. It may be that you didn't well understand what we were praying over, but we have, on our prayer calls, prayed over this issue, and what it's called is breaking of the election. That is what we are enduring in this nation. It really is a war at this point in time between the New World Order and America. They want America, if they have to gain it by oppression or possession, subjugation. They are determined to have America. The thing that some of them seem to misunderstand is that they're not fighting with America. They're fighting with God. God has already determined the outcome. The victory has already been set in motion. If Trump will stay faithful in his quest, God will be faithful to him, and he will give him rest. But right now, we all know that he's a lion. If you can't discern that, you haven't spent much time at the zoo. He's a lion, and he doesn't think like a puppy. He thinks like a lion. He doesn't think like a house cat. He thinks like a lion, and he can't help it because that is the way he was created for us. God did that for him, for us. And I don't know, I think you probably feel the way I do. I'm so thankful because someone that had left fortitude, inner fortitude, would and didn't have God, would not be able to stand against the warfare he is in. he was brought to the place he is in right now, a lion in God and an eagle. So not only does he have the fortitude and he has the divine forces flowing in him, through him, for him to accomplish certain things in God for this nation. But he is also an eagle. So he has the divine vision of an eagle. He may not fully understand everything. He may not fully comprehend the things that his spirit and his heart understand. But I think he comprehends a lot more than we give him credit for. He knows the people that he's fighting. For a single man, a solitary man, to be fighting the New World Order . Hold on a minute. What are you doing, Penny? What? I can't hold it up. Okay. If I'm pissed off, though.
Thank you. Great.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
That's much better.
Okay, good. You needed to make some adjustments. I'm so sorry. Were you able to hear anything I said?
Yes.
I was able to. I had the volume turned all the way up, and it was quiet.
Turned up to blast, huh? Okay, so where was I? I know it was really, really important. So President Trump was brought to this place for such a time as this. What would Israel have done without an Esther? Or without a Daniel? Or without a Moses? Or without a Joshua, or without a David? You can just go on and on and on down the line. What would Israel have done? We're in that situation at this very moment. Now that we know the battle he's been in for a long time, because now it's in our face. Over the election. This isn't a new battle to him. He's been going through this with the Communist Party in this nation since he entered the presidency. That may seem too strong a word for you, but I can tell you that before Trump was ever elected, the Lord showed me the party of communism. And I told my staff, I can tell you right now, regardless of what they call themselves, they are the party of communism. And we must pray that God will remove them from authority. And so you have a man like Trump coming in, and he's dealing with a Hitler spirit. He's dealing against the success of a Hitler spirit. a communist spirit. It has been ripping at his soul for almost 4 years. And now we see it like it really is. Some people might say, well, if, you know, Trump was just a little bit more like Reagan, he wouldn't have so much trouble. But my dear friends, I really have to be honest with you on this. If a Reagan personality is what it would have taken, that's what God would have put into office. But it isn't what he put into office, because Trump is a confronter. He's a provocateur. He's a confronter. He's a shaker. Reagan was too, but not to the degree that Trump is. We may not agree with everything that President Trump says, but you have no idea behind the scenes what he is often dealing with in his more, what is the word I might want, his more aggressive statements. Probably some of the things that, as Christians, we may dislike the most are the things that are important for what he's doing. Just like calling the media fake news. Well, that may have seemed abhorrent in the beginning, but we are beginning to see head on what he's been dealing with. And every time he calls them fake media, he is trying to make a point to America. Because God's got to bring it down. He has to. I've asked Ricky to share her latest vision on that issue later on in this talk. But it's been necessary. And many of the statements that this president has made to provoke people have been made to provoke people. And so I want to encourage you. Number one, if the enemy is trying to put fear in your heart that maybe he will not regain the presidency, and you know how serious it will be if he doesn't, I want to tell you, I want to give you the encouragement. He has already won. I don't care what they're saying. Every time they overturn a state and try to take it from them, they're going to have to eat the dirt, because God is for him. And if God is for him, who can be against him? They can shake him up, shake him around. They can do anything they want to do to him. But if he will stand firm, and through our prayers, he will be right in that seat in January. So don't pray in fear, pray in faith. He has things that he has to accomplish for this nation in God. He has things he needs to accomplish in the church. I want to tell you something. This may seem strange to a lot of you, but if Trump were not president and doing what he's doing right now, we would never see revival in this nation again. So we need him. We need him more than you can ever, ever know. So with that, I'm really trusting you to keep your heart pure. Don't judge him. Don't criticize him. Just pray for light. Pray that God will give him all the grace he needs to be all he needs to be in God during these years in his life. God will not forsake his promises concerning President Trump and concerning this nation and concerning the many nations of the earth that are going to know a great move of God's glory because President Trump is president. I know that seems incomprehensible, but in the days to come, hopefully you'll remember what I'm saying and you'll say, well, that's what he has said. Because it's true. God is a man of truth, and he's not light with words. His words may be few, but they're always substantial. And we will find in the years to come many, many reasons to give praise, glory, and honor to Jesus for President Trump. God will not forsake his promises. He won't forsake his promises. I mean, if it's a promise, it has come from him. He will not forsake it unless we forsake it. If we forsake it, there's nothing he can do. But if we will stand in the promises of God, God will not forsake you, and he will not forsake his promises. And in the same way, he will not forsake America. I want to tell you something that I don't tell many people. Many people will probably hear what I had to say and say, oh,
you might be on mute, Nita.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Just the last sentence.
When
you lost
it, I can't. Okay. I'm sorry. I seem to be really making a mess of things tonight. This must be my humble pie. So, did I lose you again, John?
We can hear you now.
Okay. What about now?
Yeah.
Okay. My speaker keeps seeming to make a noise. So I don't know what to do. I guess just text me if I lose you or tell Elizabeth to come and tell me. So God will be faithful to the promises he's made to you if you will be faithful to him and hold fast to his promises. Oh, I was going to tell you, years and years and years ago, probably 20 years ago, when the Lord asked me to do what we now call the GOE, or the Gathering of the Eagles, he told me that if I refused this call and did not do everything within my power to see that his will was fulfilled in the saving of this nation, that he would require the blood of all those who would die in war that would overtake America because of my disobedience. Now, he's pulled me through things that you cannot imagine in the last 21 years. And he's done it because the people of this nation have a very tender place in his heart. America has a very tender place. I don't care what anyone says about this country. We've made our mistakes. We've done great things in his name. It has been really probably one of the greatest treasures to the earth even concerning the failures that we have gone through, still the overall picture is God is not rejecting America. He is doing everything he can to save America. And where we are walking right now, what we're going through right now, is still part of the process. He's not disciplining President Trump. He is disciplining the New World Order, the elite, the cabal that wants to destroy this nation. Those are the ones he's after. He's not after the average American. He wants to bring revival to America. Typically, that's not what God wants to do to a nation that he's rejected. So we know as long as we're heading for revival, he's willing to work with us. Our weaknesses, our strengths, our failures, even the successes that come out of this nation. So Trump is, my point again, Trump is not the problem with this nation. It is the elite. It is the cabal. It is the New World Order. It is the Illuminati. I don't care what you want to call them. The Mariah Winds, they call themselves sometimes. I don't care what you want to call them. They are the ones that he's having a problem with, and he is beginning to deal with that team, that group of people, and will continue in ways you cannot comprehend today. Why? Because we've never seen it in this nation like we're going to see it. But in that hour, no, he is not angry with the church. He is concerned about the apathy that's growing in the church, but he's not angry with the church. He wants to stir the church up to have all that he's promised in these last days. Please keep that in mind, because you need to keep your prayers focused on the true issues, and that is to protect Trump, God's vision, his plan through Trump, his family, his administration, those world leaders that want to work with him. Some of those world leaders, it's going to shock you at just how much they want to work with him and will work with him. And our prayers will help that come to pass faster, with greater ease. Praying for the nation that God will give the grace that is needed to go through what he's carrying us through, to prepare us for his best. So things will get worse before they get better, but that's okay. We don't have to be afraid of that. We don't have to fear the failure of God's hope for this nation because of what's going on. God is revealing that he can stop the stealing. He's revealing the deception so he can remove it. It's like a brick of cheese that has been overtaken with molds, and they cut off the molds and then let it develop. To let it develop an even better taste, and they do that maybe several times. Well, God is revealing the mold of communism, the mold of socialism, the mold of independence, the mold of the Illuminati, the New World Order, so that he can remove it and that the nation will say, thank God he did. The nation will stand on the side of God when they see that their enemy is in our midst. And if it were not for God's wisdom, his kindness, his mercy, they would win. I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful that he found a man who's willing to pay the price to set this nation free. It was the day when George Washington arose and the nation was crying, thank you. Thank you for this man who saved America. And we're going to be saying the same thing for President Trump, at least I hope. So he needs prayer. The nation needs prayer. I want you to know, Trump is no weeping willow tree. He reminds me of the great trees in California. What are those trees called, Ricky? There's a national park.
Sequoia.
Sequoias. The great sequoias. That's the kind of man Trump is. He's not a weeping willow. He has the grace and the stature from God to withstand the winds. But he needs our prayer, and he needs our prayer every day. We are going to, because God has asked me to do this, we're going to have prayer, an hour of prayer, Monday and Tuesday at 8 o'clock, so from 8 till 9, 8 o'clock in the morning till 9. And then on Wednesday, John will start prayer again at 10:30 until 12. And then on Thursday, we will have prayer
Five to seven, I believe, was the time.
Okay, 5 to 7. She asked me today if I wanted to do 5 to 7 or 6 to 8, so I forgot, but 5 to 7 on Thursday and Friday nights. And we ask that you join us. If you can join us every day, that would be wonderful. But if you can't, and you can only join us 1 or 2 days, we'll have the times up on the website so that you'll remember, you can check it out and join us. Please join us as often as you can. And I know we will at least do this through the end of December. It may even be a couple months next year. It just depends upon how long it takes President Trump to do what he needs to do. We want to stay behind him. We want to stay as a support to him. And then I want to give you such a word of encouragement. The Lord spoke to me in a profound experience. He spoke to me about his will in any situation. His word corresponding to that will. And we were talking specifically about Trump, President Trump. And what he showed me was that President Trump was standing alone. And I mean, my heart just like fainted. I couldn't believe that he was standing alone in the midst of such warfare. And I said to the Lord, how will your will ever come to pass if you don't give him help? And I saw no military around him, no protection whatsoever. There was no military, there wasn't his SS men, there wasn't like mercenaries, there wasn't even his army, his military. Standing around, he was alone. And on top of that, I looked into the heavens, and there was not one angel in the heavens protecting him. Not one on earth, not one in the heavens. I'm kind of in a panic by now, thinking, how is he going to make it if God isn't protecting his promises regarding him? And then the Lord spoke to me. I saw his hand, except although it was his hand, it didn't look like a hand. But I knew that it was God's hand, come down from heaven and surround President Trump. I saw him energize him. I saw him give him wisdom, comfort, encouragement, strength. And he spoke to me. And he said, Nita, what I'm showing you is the truth of my word. My word and its completion is not dependent on anything outside of me. It's dependent on me. That doesn't mean that God's going to fulfill his word through Trump if Trump leaves. But if Trump stands and fights, God's protection will be around him. His will be in him. And he will bring it to pass. I saw that God's will was independent of anything. I was so amazed, so aghast. Don't ask me why. I mean, why don't we all know that, right? But I could hardly believe what I was seeing. Certainly God is that great. He's that capable. Does that mean we don't need to pray? We need to pray. We need to join God in his ventures. And right now that venture is for America, that it can ultimately be for the world. We need to do that. He's chosen to submit himself to us in that way. Is God's arm weak? Is his arm short? Is his hand weak that it cannot fulfill that which he desires? No. He's quite capable. If he wanted to do it without anybody, he could. Remember, he made the world, he made the universe, everything in it, the sun, the moon, the stars. He made it all before he ever got around to having us here. So he's quite capable. And even today, he holds it up by the word of his power. We're not holding it up. And I know you guys know that, but just think it through. So God will bring about the fulfillment of his word for this nation. What he's asking of us is to join him in his ranks. If Jesus is the captain of the host, he needs to have a host. And that host are the angels of heaven and the saints of the earth. But this is a choice that he's made. And the more we get involved with his plans, the more we become united to God. He uses those plans to open us up to deeper things in himself, to open us up to deeper understanding, deeper revelation, deeper wisdom in God. So it all works together for good. I wrote down here to remember that his plan will stand. October 30th, he came to me and he let me know that he approves of the plans that we're on and that we're implementing. Those plans which are born of his heart. And I saw Jesus sitting at a desk right here in my room. And he was going through documents. And I asked him, Lord, what are you reading? He said, the plan. The plan. And it's good. And we'll make it work. And then he was gone. So we don't ever have to worry or be fretful. We're not trying to talk God into anything, friends. We're really not. He's trying to talk us into it. But as we embrace it and we give ourselves wholly to it, we're going to enjoy the fellowship of Christ in it. On the 28th of last month, I saw kind of a frightful vision. I saw numerous stars, so many I couldn't count them. They just came like in an avalanche, falling from the skies. And I asked the Lord, what are the stars? And he said, these are those that I'm going to bring down in my justice. I don't think that America will know a lot about, and it's because they're not strong enough to deal with it. But there will be enough of the big ones, the big fish, you might say, or the big shiners, that the nation will see fall, that they will know that God's justice has entered into the picture. The elite have planned three vortexes of chaos. One of those vortexes include such things as the riots and the marchers and so on. I saw three sizes. I saw a very large vortex, like a large hurricane or tornado, a medium-sized vortex. I actually was taken right into the middle of these things. My room was spinning so fast, I couldn't have told you where the door was. And then a smaller vortex, the third one, that was much smaller than the other two. The elite have planned these, not God. God's going to let them come, but he won't let them prevail. You're going to see his spirit just came upon my heart. I can't tell you how much it means to him for you to believe this. He needs you to trust him. He needs you to believe in his goodness and in his mercy. No matter what you see happen, tell your heart that this is a path of mercy that will bring Jesus great glory and allow America to be lifted into the place of glory that God created us to bear in the beginning, to help the nation. Write it down. Tell yourself that every day, so that as the chaos works through its process, you can be at peace, you can be at rest, and you can walk in the wisdom of prayer. The elite want to take America, and if they can't have it, they want to destroy it. But if they had it, they would destroy it. What they don't understand is God loves America. And God has no desire for this nation to be destroyed, only to be prepared for a greater glory. Please keep that in mind. Please trust the Lord. The elite have planned the chaos, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God will not forsake you. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is on our side, who can be against us? And if we belong to him, he's for us. He's for many who don't belong to him, but he is particularly for those who do. He needs you to pray for the black leaders that are trying to steer the black community into a place of refuge and peace. The elite want to kill Candace Owens. Pray for her. I pray for her all the time. She's doing a great thing for the Lord. And God wants to use her even more greatly than he's using her right now. So please keep her in prayer. They also want to kill Diamond of Diamond and Silk. Please pray for Diamond. Pray for their protection. Pray for favor. Pray that God will use them greater and greater. Those gals know the Lord. Pray for them. And we have many other black leaders that they would take out if they thought they could get away with it. Why? Because they want, I hate to use this word. I don't want to use this word. There's got to be another word. They want what they can get out of the black family. They want to use them. That's it. It's not that they have a love for the black community. Those that have a love for the black community are the Christians, are the conservatives, those who walk a little closer to the heart of God. And those who fit into that category not only care about the black race, we want the unity, we want the closeness, we want the brotherhood, the fellowship of the black community and the white and the Asian and the Hispanic. So, and Native American. So don't misunderstand what you see, but pray for those who are trying to work toward healing between the races. Please pray for them. Pray for their protection, because I'll tell you, the cabal does not like what's happening to Trump. Okay, Ricky, honey, would you please share those two visions that we discussed earlier?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay, yes. Thank you. So I had two experiences. One was, and I hope this is the right one, because I've seen two different things with the media, actually three. The media has been a real passion of mine, given my the young people in my world. I see what takes place. So I hope I'm sharing the right one, Mom. But I was, I saw the media reporting, and they were reporting on the events that are taking place, and all of a sudden they stopped and they were shocked, like this look of almost fear. There was laughter prior, but there was a look of absolute shock that hit their faces, and suddenly they popped up and they left and they fled. They didn't take anything. They didn't take any of their belongings, and they literally vacated the premises. And there were interns that stepped in, and I mean they were interns, you know, scurrying around getting the things done behind the scenes so that these reporters could be up front. So they were not prepared. You could see them in their just everyday clothes that required them to kind of be able to move around quickly and stuff, and they popped in their place and began to report the truth. And it was nothing that was being read. They were reporting the truth, and they were exposing the corruption behind the scenes. It was as though they were whistleblowers that were popping on the scene to expose the corruption that they themselves had witnessed in their time there as interns. And I was talking to Mom about this today, and one of the things that is very, very important is that we pray for the people of our nation, pray for the whistleblowers as they come forward, that there will be a spirit of belief upon them, and that the people who hear them will have grace, and they will believe what is being told them. It's very important, and they do need grace. You know, the Lord has been preparing all of us and equipping all of us for a long time. But when you start hearing this for the first time, it can thrust you into shock. So that is one thing that we'll be doing in our time together, is praying for the people of our country to be able to hear the information that they're going to be seeing, because God is going to expose us for sure. And is that the right one, Mom, that you wanted me to share?
Yes.
Okay. And then the second experience that I had, this was back in August. This was not long after I had shared the experience that I had with the Lord, and that message is up on our website. It's July 23rd, 2020, and it's what to expect from the two presidencies, and the Lord had given me that in great detail. It's up on our website, but it wasn't long after I'd given that, and the Lord had me up one morning very, very early, and I laid back down and I was pondering the things that the Lord had given me. And I just laid down for a few minutes, and I was listening to the Gospel of Luke, and it's during the time when Jesus was being tested by Satan. And this hit me while I was frantically looking through my book for this particular vision. I was frantically looking through it, and he began to bring it back to me. And he reminded me of that was the testing. I believe our nation is in a testing period, but let me give you the whole thing and I can maybe clarify that a little if it's okay. But I was listening to the Gospel of Luke, and it was right in the time when Jesus was being tested. And when Jesus calls out, "Get thee hence, Satan," and he rebukes him on that third temptation. That third temptation. As soon as he said that, I was taken into a vision. And in the vision, I was praying 2 Chronicles 7:14. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, which we should all know, it is the, if you would call a theme verse of Joel's army, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And as soon as I said in the vision, "heal their land," my heel hit the earth. "I will heal their land." And when I did that, lightning shot forth out of my heel and into the earth. And there was a great earthquake. It was a devastating earthquake. Now, I do not believe, and I've prayed about this, I've talked to Mom about it, I've shared this, that this was in the natural. This earthquake was at the spiritual level. And it's through the works and the plans and the purposes of the enemy. There is going to be a great, and I have a couple notes here that I wanted to add to this, because I asked the Lord about this, because it was a lightning bolt that came out of my heel. And the Lord said that lightning brings healing. Lightning is a very hot light, but laser light brings healing. The earthquake concerned me, but the Lord said that it would disrupt the plans of the enemy. And so as I was thinking about this, just while Mom was speaking and I was looking at my journal here, this was in the time of testing. I was listening to the time of Jesus' testing and his temptations. When the Lord gave me and pulled me into this vision. And one of the things that we have done now for more than 20 years is we have come before the Lord, his people called by his name. We have humbled ourselves and we have prayed. We have sought his face, fighting for this nation to turn from its wicked ways. And I'm telling you, with the election of Donald J. Trump, that is the turning point of our country, of desiring to turn from our wicked ways on a national level. Then he will hear from heaven, and he will forgive our sin, and he will heal our land. And as I was reading through this and Mama sharing, I sense so strong that what we are experiencing right now, these things that we see, it really is a testing period for us. It's a testing period for us as his people. Will we push through to the victory? Will we push this nation up and over the edge so he can release his promises onto this nation Will we remain faithful? We are almost there. Will we remain faithful to finish the race and see this nation across the finish line? If we'll do that, I am telling you, the earthquake that I saw take place, it was so devastating that I, as I shared it with Mom and our staff, it was so devastating. I didn't know how anyone could possibly survive it. It was that devastating. But I knew it was not in the earth. It wasn't taking place in our country. I knew it was something that was taking place in the enemy's camp. I mean, and the Lord spoke that to me. The devastation to their camp will be so great, so profound. Their ability to recover, I just can't see it. I just cannot see, because in that earthquake I saw, there was no life there. The enemy will lose their grip on this country. So I thank you. I know I'm going to give this back to Mom, but I want to thank you for your faithfulness and your commitment these last many months. And I want to thank you for not giving up and for pushing through, because the devastation that we're going to bring to the enemy's camp is going to be so great, so profound. You will never regret 1 second you spent in prayer over this. Ever. So with that, I'm going to give it back over to Mom.
Thank you, honey. Isn't that fantastic? Doesn't that bring so much hope? And it's sad how much our media has become a part of that evil plan. It's just so sad. But God's going to give us a media that will be pleasing to his heart. And just please pray for those who are in the media, that God will use this to open their hearts to truth, so that he can bring them back around and use them for good. The next thing I want to share with you is we're seeing the Clintons, the Obamas, and now the Bidens being exposed. One after another is going to be exposed in this nation for their treachery, their treasonous behavior. Please keep praying that God will expose everything that needs to be exposed regarding anyone in power, whether it's financial power, political power, whatever the place of their power, that he will expose. The treachery, expose the treason, expose the wickedness. I was taken into the Spirit, and I had a profound experience. And the thing that woke me up to the experience is my ankle became trapped in a bear trap. The physical pain of it was so great, I shook. But I, at the same moment, had a vision, and I was given the number. In the vision, he showed me 178,000 pedophiles, people involved in human trafficking. They're going to be arrested before this is over. We may not see, you know, we may not see 100,000 of those. We may not see 20,000 of those. But the number will be 178,000 human trafficking people in the networks of the earth, not just America, but the networks of the earth. For doing what they've done to the children. Abortionists and the whole abortion industry, I'm telling you, my daughter saw a vision in our Nashville gathering where she saw the abortion industry close down. People who were doing things illegally were caught. People that were doing it legally were shut down. The abortion industry is going to come to an end. And I think most Christians probably thought, you know, putting Amy into the Supreme Court would solidify that. And it's very possible that that is God's intention. But I do want you to know that he is working. He hasn't forgotten the babies. He has not forgotten the children. God's hand is going to move over the world. And any nation that is willing to repent and humble itself, he is going to visit. And America's turn is going to be a vital part of what he will ultimately do in the world. I want you to know this, dear intercessors. What I'm telling you is the truth straight from the heart of God. Those of you who have stood for God's will in the earth are going to be blessed when he begins his outpouring. You're going to be blessed in a way that you never even thought to ask. It wasn't, I mean, you didn't do this for what you thought you might get out of it. You did it because your heart was burdened with the evil. But because you've stood for his will, you've stood for those who cannot help themselves. He is going to bless you, bless you, bless you, here and before his throne. If you have deep needs, you need your family healed. You need people in your family who have terrible diseases healed. You can go down the scale. God is going to visit your family. Those who have children that are in rebellion, you're going to see those children turned around. Those that have prayed for sisters and brothers and moms and dads all these years, you're going to see the fruit of your prayer. God is going to reward you. Your hearts are going to be so filled with joy. And I want you to know that he's going to do that for you because of what you've done for him. I just bless you. I bless you in the Lord. I bless you. There are people on this line who really want the deep things of God, and you really are willing to pay the price. God's going to give it to you if you'll pay the price. He will. He will move heaven and earth for those whose hearts are really after him. And he's going to honor you like you've honored him. We must endure the warfare we are in. Don't think badly of God. Don't think badly of the season you're in. Just rejoice that you've been given the privilege to endure for his name's sake. The privilege of overcoming through endurance for his name's sake. Vicki talked about her heel hitting the ground, and we all know the scripture wherein the Lord told Adam and Eve that they would put Satan under their heel, crush his head under their heel. And I believe that's what she saw. She saw the crushing of this great worldwide evil under the heel of the church. Pray. Bring the evil under your heel. Pray. Pray that the light of God's glory will cover this earth and save all those who have a willing heart. And with that, I just want to say one more time, nothing is going to happen in the days ahead that you are going to get caught in the trap of its terrible hand. God is going to surround you with help from on high. He's going to protect you. He's going to speak to you. Open his word. Come to know him through his word. Pray that he'll reveal himself to you through his word. I would say at least 90% of the visitations I have. I won't tell you how often he visits me, but it's a lot. And probably 90% of the times that he comes to me, he teaches me what his word means. He'll give me a scripture passage, and then he'll teach me experientially what it means. I love his word. I love him. I love the way he reveals himself through his word. So I want to encourage you to seek to know him through his word. Pray that he will reveal himself to you through his word, that he will strengthen you in grace through his word. And that he will enable you to walk in the victory of his very life by the strength and the grace that he gives through the knowledge of his word for the days ahead. You are the forerunners of great things. But the smaller you go, the more humble you become, the smaller you go, the more you lay in the dust.
Nita, did you hit mute?
She's going to be back on. She's going to be back on 1 second.
Okay.
I can't hear you. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry that this keeps happening. If I weren't talking to you guys, everything would work perfect. I don't know where I was, but I'm sure that it was very important. So please hold on 1 second.
Forerunner of great things.
Okay. Elizabeth said that I was telling you to humble yourselves and lay in the dust. I find that the more I seek humility, the closer he draws. Humility has got to be the most beautiful grace that God gives to a human being. And the more, the deeper the humility, the more of him we have. The Bible says of Moses that he was the meekest man in all the earth. Can you imagine what would happen if his body was full? Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. There's two things happening here. My speaker is making constant noise. I don't know why. And I'm sorry if it's interfering with what I'm trying to give. The other thing is that since I started talking to you, heaven has opened up in my room, and so the music of heaven is flowing through this room constantly, and it's a little distracting. So I'll try to keep my focus. I will say to you, if you will make him your highest quest and let him take you into the depths of humility, there is nothing that he cannot and will not do in and through you. You will find it will be so much easier to bear through enduring the trials when you are clothed with humility. In his humility, we learn his love, his peace, his grace, his joy, his mercy, his compassion, his endurance, his patience, his long-suffering. Desire it above all things except one thing, and that is to know him as you are known. Start tonight before you go to bed praying, Jesus, I want to know you as I am known. And I am willing that you will fill me with your humility, your grace, that I can walk in your righteousness and in your holiness to have the things I desire in you. And out of his great love for you, he will give it to you. And finally, once again, we have won. Trump has won. But we need to stand and hold our ground. What did Paul tell us to do in his word? Stand, therefore. Stand. Stand. Having done all to stand, stand some more. Don't let fear, doubt, and unbelief cripple your faith. Stand, because the best is yet to come, and it's just around the corner. I promise you, it is just around the corner. But we need Trump in office. I want to thank you for coming. I want to turn you back over to Ricky and John. And let God be the glory of your life. In his precious name. Ricky and John, I'd like you guys to pray over everyone according to what the Lord puts in your heart.
Sure. Go ahead, Ricky, first.
Heavenly Father, I thank you. I want to thank you. Thank you for these faithful intercessors. Thank you that they have not given up the fight. Thank you that they are standing the test of time, standing through the test. And they will see the reward on the other side of this. Thank you. Then in spite of the many obstacles that they may face to stand in the gap for this nation, whether they live here or live in other nations, they understand the significance of this nation. And that if we do not retain the freedoms here, if we do not complete the commission, if this nation is swallowed up in darkness, many of them having watched their own nation swallowed up in darkness, they get it. They see it. And they get up in the middle of the night. They take time work off work early to come and stand in the gap for our nation because they understand on the world scene how critical this nation is. I thank you, Father, for them. I thank you for our international intercessors. I thank you for those that have set aside time with family, set aside time, Lord God, that they would normally be sleeping or resting or busy about their own entertainment. They dedicated this time to pray for the country. I thank you, Father, for our Chinese brothers and sisters who understand all too well what is at risk when communism takes over your country. And you lose everything you hold dear. And they meet and they pray 5 days a week for our nations. They understand the significance of our country. I thank you for our Korean intercessors who have met every day since July 23rd.
We'll call them
to stand in the gap for this country. They have been faithful, knowing what's at stake, witnessing it as South Korea lost so much to socialism, so much when they became apathetic as a church. They understand the significance of pressing in on behalf of our country and the risks if we let up. Thank you for our Joel's Army intercessors who have sacrificed so much to be on our calls, who have preserved their minutes to come and join our calls, who have learned how to access it through the internet, who have fought so hard when their families don't understand why they're fighting so hard. They press in because they understand, because you have put that within their hearts. You have put a knowing in them what is at stake. Father, thank you for our Canadians who come in and fight for this country, knowing how important our elections are, seeing what's taking place in their own country. They are years ahead of us in the loss of their country. They know how important this is. Thank you. For the mothers whose children, adult children, don't understand what they're doing. For the fathers whose family members don't understand why they're fighting. Thank you. For the people, Lord God, who are fighting to save a nation that does not know it needs to be saved. Thank you for their tears. Thank you for their resources. Thank you. We are at war, and they are our greatest warriors. Thank you for each one of them. And my heart is so filled with gratitude because they will not give up. They refuse. They're like the soldiers in the greatest battles of our history who refuse to give up, who march through the snow without shoes, who travel to distant lands to help rescue prisoners and set the captives free. They're soldiers who fought and died because they were deeply convicted that this was the thing to do, the way to go, the path to take. That, Father, they have been commissioned and called by you, and they answered. And I look at my children and my grandchildren, and I know the future that lies ahead for them. And I am deeply thankful that they do not give up the fight. As his mom expressed, we are so deeply grateful. We are so deeply touched. Lord, we ask that you would put within each one of them the grace to finish this race.
and the strength to press on in the face of all obstacles. Give them the grace and the faith to stand strong over the course of the next several weeks and even months. We are fighting for the Republic. Isn't that what Benjamin Franklin said when asked what they were doing when they were developing our founding document? Giving us a republic, if we could keep it. Now is that time. Now is the hour that we are fighting to keep the republic in a way we never fought before. Help us, Lord God. Help each of us, Lord God, to have the strength and to have the grace to press through. Help them, Lord God, with spiritual insight in their own personal prayer time, spiritual insight to cut through the deception of the information that tends to come at us, to cut through it all and just press their ear to your heart and hear the heart of God and pray into it. If we can do that, we know our prayers will be heard and answered. Grant this, O God, to each one of them. Father, I see blessings coming into the lives and families of those who have fought so hard. I see blessings. Blessings. Blessings, an abundance of blessings. I thank you, Father, that you are so faithful. I thank you. And Father, I ask one last thing, that in this time when we're fighting so hard for our president and for our nation, that you would provide, Lord God, supernatural understanding in their households. That even if their families have not understood thus far, that you would just provide supernatural understanding as we finish this race. Let this be the first of the blessings that come forth. And Lord, I know that some of our intercessors were diagnosed with COVID just before the election, or they were quarantined just before the election. We ask for a supernatural intervention in their lives. Strengthen their bodies. Touch and heal them, O God. Touch and heal them. I thank you, Lord. In your precious name, amen. Go ahead, Joe.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ricky. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for your faithful ones, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your faithful ones, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you see each one, that you know each heart, that you know, Lord God, every circumstance in their lives, Lord, that there is nothing that touches their life that is unbeknownst to you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you know every thought. You know any fear, O Lord. You know anything that touches their life, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that you have called them. Lord, that you've chosen them for such a time as this. You've called them to yourself, Lord. Lord, that they are privileged to know you and to be a part of this calling, and to be chosen to be alive during this time, such a historic time in this nation and in the nations of the world. Lord, I thank you for calling them. I thank you for bringing them here. Lord, I thank you for appointing them, O Lord, to be intercessors during this time. Lord, I thank you that you would cause them to know just how great that value is to you, O Lord, and how you cherish them, how you sing over them and rejoice over them with singing. O Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for every need, Lord, being met. I thank you, Lord, for prayers that have been prayed, even for years, Lord, that you have heard the prayers, that they have filled the bowls, and that you have seen the tears, and, Lord, that you have kept them in a jar. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that their prayers and their tears have been of great impact, Lord, and that you will bring answer, Lord, to those things, those longings of their heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give them the desires of their heart and you fulfill the desires that you give them. Thank you, Lord, for saving, O Lord, that one who has been estranged, who has been on their own, that has seemed to be lost even in rebellion. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them to yourself. Thank you, Lord, for doing what is necessary to bring them to yourself, because you love those, Lord, that have given themselves to you. Thank you, Lord, that the things that you have for them are beyond what they could ask or think. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, that your thoughts for them are for good, to give them a future and a hope. Oh, Lord, that with you all things are possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give them understanding and revelation of who they are and in this world, Lord, and that they are strangers in this world, Lord, but as they are passing through here, that you are preparing them for your glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you cause them to set their mind and their heart on the things above, O Lord, not to be taken up with the things of the earth, Lord, but to see things from a heavenly perspective, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you cause them to know that their struggles are not their own, Lord, that they can cast those onto you, O Lord, and depend upon you because you care for them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you cause them to know and understand the revelation, Lord, of your kingdom, that as they seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that all the things that they have need of will be taken care of. Thank you, Lord, that it is true. It is not just something that seems good or looks good, but it is true. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need. Thank you, Lord, for touching their bodies, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your healing virtue into their lives, into their families, into all whose lives they touch, Lord, that you would touch those lives, that you would bring your miraculous life-giving healing into every situation, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, during this time that as they stand, as they persevere, as they overcome, Lord, that they are being built up, that their faith is being built up because they will see you faithful to do what you have promised, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We call those things that be not yet as though they were already. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are working and that we can just work alongside you, Lord, and be confident in you, knowing that you are faithful, that you who have said it, that you will do it, that you will bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon their lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for increasing the revelation of who you are and your perfect love that casts out every fear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give them that secret. Cause them to be able to come into that secret place, Lord, with you, where everything else grows strangely dim, Lord, in the light of your glory and your grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for their perseverance, Lord. Thank you for their hearts, Lord. Thank you for their care for you, O Lord, and their faithfulness, Lord, in intercession with this ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will reward them greatly. O Lord, I praise you, I bless you, I worship you, I magnify your name, exalt you, Lord Jesus. You are faithful and true. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Would you sound the roar of the Lion of Judah over our prayer tonight, please, Carol? Okay, maybe there's a... declarations tonight before we go. The Lord is doing a mighty thing to establish his will in the earth, and he will do it. He will reveal all that needs to be revealed and exposed. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And to believe is to adhere to trust in, and to rely on him. Our God will deliver us. Amen. Amen. Okay, Carol, if you would put the intercessors on mute where they can unmute themselves, please. Okay, just press star 6 and then we will do the declarations together. Okay, are we ready?
Ready.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we exercise our spiritual authority in the land.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
make us into your warriors of light. Bring us into the fullness that you have desired. As we declare all these things together, we do so in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of his blood. We declare great increase in President Trump and that he will come into the fullness of his second term as president. We declare great victories for Republicans, yes, in the Senate and the taking back of the House.
Amen.
Amen. We declare that the U.S. continue to work with leaders of other nations to bring the defeat of the elite and positive change. We declare safety and resolution and peace for the people of Hong Kong, Taiwan, the Middle East, and Nigeria. We declare the continued repeal of Obama's executive actions in many areas.
It's hard to hear you, John.
We declare that radical Islamic terrorism be exposed and torn down on a worldwide basis.
We can hear everybody else really well, though.
Yeah.
We can't hear
John.
Okay, I'll try to speak louder. We declare removing of anti-Semitism from our Congress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just that.
We declare in Jesus' name that our God is making America great again. Amen. Okay, let's declare concerning peace. We speak peace to the people in the United States and the nations. We cancel the spirit of fear and intimidation. We release peace, truth, and resolution concerning the virus. We declare that the virus be contained and extinguished and become a non-factor. We speak peace to the economy and release a positive, can-do, creative spirit. We cancel the plans to bring down the economy of the nations through fear. We release confidence in the Lord. We declare in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood. Amen. Let's declare concerning favor on the president and the nation.
On the president.
We declare that God, through President Trump, bring back strength to our economy. We declare increase of blessings that come and strengthen President Trump and the kingdom of God in America and the nation. We declare God's favor and empowerment to President Trump to fulfill all that God has purposed. We declare that God will fight for President Trump as he stands. Amen. We declare a waking up to the life of Christ in America and the nations. Lies, fraud, and intimidation be torn down. Fear of the Lord increase. Fear of financial loss be gone. Fear of government and fear of death be gone. America, we say to you, trust in the Lord. Declare in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. Amen. Let's declare concerning the exposure of the media. We declare that the eyes of the public be open to see. That they see the deception, manipulation, and corruption of the media. We say to the media, every effort to misinform and program lies, be silent. We declare that all efforts to program the people with fear or disinformation be brought down. Every negative word regarding our president, we command to fall to the ground and be removed. We declare in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. Okay, let's declare justice and reconciliation. We declare that change and reformation come to this nation concerning racial injustice. We release the spirit of truth. Command the riots to stop in Jesus' name. We cancel the spirit of rage and murder. We release the spirit of reconciliation between all ethnicities. We break the power of Antifa by the blood of Jesus and lawlessness. We say to you, stop. You will not exercise your will in this country. We speak peace and declare exposure of riot organizers and funders. We declare in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. Amen. Okay, last declaration concerning integrity in the voting. We declare that all voting fraud be stopped and discovered. We declare just and righteous outcomes in every race, especially the presidency. We declare the overturning of fraudulent decisions. We declare no illegal ballots be added or counted, and no legal ballots be discarded. No forged or harvested ballots will determine the outcome. We declare righteous oversight in all vote recounting. We declare a revelation of the landslide victory that President Trump received. We declare rectifying of the votes for the president. We declare rectifying of U.S. Senate races in favor of the president. We declare an overturning of ungodly leadership in the House and true outcomes for Republican victory. We declare exposure and removal of ungodly leaders. And we declare all these in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for establishing truth, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We magnify you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay, thank you for your declarations today. Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for persevering. Thank you for overcoming. Thank you for who you are. Amen. We appreciate it. Okay, so everybody's back on lecture mode during the Aaronic blessing and the Shofar. And then why don't we do the roar of the Lion of Judah again, please, Carol, over the declarations. Amen. 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 Okay, I just want to encourage you to keep President Trump in prayer. Keep him lifted up, that he would seek the Lord, all that the Lord has for him to do, that he would stand with the Lord. If you would, anyone that would like to donate to the ministry to help support this work, we are working according to the will of the Lord, that he would accomplish his will. This is a pure altar, so If you would, you can just go to our website, www.worldforjesus.org, and then there's a donate button in the upper right corner. You can just click on that and donate to any part of the ministry you would like or to the general fund, and then we'll just use it for where it's best. Amen. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. Thank you so much. Also, remember to keep Nita lifted up in your personal prayer time as well, for complete healing, for freedom of pain, for strength, that the Lord would build her up. There's a lot of strength. It takes a lot of strength in prayer and in warfare, especially with especially with principalities and powers and so on. So please keep her uplifted, and the Lord will bless you for your prayers in secret as well, too, in your personal prayer time. Amen. Okay, I'm going to have Kim blow the shofar, and then I'll declare the Aaronic blessing over you, and then we'll take you off mute to say goodbye.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm having, hold on just a second, I'm having a little trouble.
Amen. Okay, would you please extend your right hand to receive the blessing?
Yevarechecha Adonai Ve'yishmerecha Yaher Adonai Ponavalecha Ve'chunecha Yiso Adonai Ponavalecha Ve'yasem Le'icha Shalom Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his shalom. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah, we bless you. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us, for standing. We love you all for your declarations. Thank you. Wa'ani. Shalom. Tomorrow at 4:50.
God bless
you. Thank you for praying. Thank you for declaring.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for standing.